ENBs, located in Pete's Plaza, Narrowsburg, New York. TwoQueensCoffee.com. And from listeners like you. Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new releases, film festivals, nostalgic screenings, live music events, and more. Information and schedule at thecalicoontheater.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Catskill Character. I'm your host, Donna Fellenberg. And with me today is Pastor Sung Jin Hong of the United Methodist Church of Grahamsville and Sundown. Back in 1855, there were five church schools in the Grahamsville area with 155 students and 37 staff members. There were all kinds of differing of opinions and problems, as there always are, one being that the pastor was actually drafted into service during the Civil War and spent 9 months as an army chaplain. And another was that someone wanted to move the church building, now this is in real time, to sit next to the parsonage, and others didn't. This was an ongoing struggle for 5 years before the church was finally moved. All this to illustrate that just like any organization, the church, be it Methodist or whatever, is populated by people who always have their own struggles, and often those struggles play out in the organization they give their time to. So pastors deal with things like this besides all the ordinary issues in modern day churches. I think the biggest probably being the loss of members in the U.S. in churches of all Christian denominations. What then motivates a young man born and raised in South Korea to take on such a heavy load? I'm going to ask Pastor Sung that and find out more about him. Here's our conversation.
Welcome to Catskill Character, Pastor
Sung. Good morning, everyone.
Let's start with your childhood. Your father was a chaplain in the Korean Navy, correct?
Yes, he was Korean Navy for many years, and after he retired, and now he's serving as a local pastor in Seoul.
Oh, that's nice. I bet, though, if he was in the Navy, you must have moved around a lot.
Oh, yeah. Our family had to move like 2 to 3 years every time. So we've been to different areas in South Korea.
Do you have a favorite of all the places that you lived in, or one that you remember in particular?
Yes, I do. Chinhae is one of my favorite places to live. I live in there for about like 6 years totally. I love seafood, especially hui, which is in Japanese word sashimi. It's a raw fish. I love seafood, and we Korean people eat a lot of different kind of seafood. So yeah, that's a place where I really loved.
I have to tell you something really funny, Pastor. I've mentioned to you that my son is adopted and he's Korean. He was born in Seoul. He cannot eat seafood. He can't even smell it. He starts to gag.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
I thought it was the funniest thing because he was born in Seoul. And, you know, Koreans are known to like seafood. My husband is Japanese. He loves seafood. But my son, forget about it. That's just a little tidbit there.
Wow. You know what? They sometimes people say the raw fish is smelly. But usually when you live near across the coast area, the fish or the seafood is very it's fresh. You can't even smell the fishy thing. But it's a whole different. Yes.
Yes, a whole different thing. And I love seafood as well. One thing I do remember you telling me when we spoke earlier is that when you were in the fifth grade, your family moved to Commack, Long Island, of all places, for a year so that your father could do a training there. When you look back at that now, is there anything that you can share about your observations and the differences or the similarities in our two cultures?
Yes, it was great from my whole life. It was a great experience because I never gone to different countries until that age. So one day my father asked me, do you want to go United States? And say, yeah, I thought this is a part of Korea. And then But I found that this is a whole different area because I have to take a plane about like 12 to 13 hours, no stop. And, you know, they speak different languages and eat different foods. And one thing I remember is the one sentence which my mother taught me how to speak in English when I first went to school. She taught me, I don't speak English very well. This is the first sentence I learned. At that time, I didn't know ABCD at all.
Right. You didn't know the alphabet even. Wow.
Right.
But kids really learn quickly, don't they?
Oh, yeah. After years later, I was able to speak with my friends, basic words still, but I was able to speak. And then I played the Pokemons with my school friends a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll do it. Would you tell the listener, please, Pastor, what PK means?
Yes. PK is Pastor Kids. And usually we use the term in a negative way because, you know, we have expectations to a pastor, and it's kind of similarity expectations to their kids. Mm-hmm. So PK is one of expectations to their kids. They know more, maybe know more about the Bible scriptures, or they know how to pray. They know how to pretend or behave as Christians. That's the terminology that the church people use. And as I am PK, I wasn't raised as a PK. Instead, I was raised by my father and mother as a normal kid. They don't want to push me too hard because they knew that it's stressful to their kids. Yeah.
That's really wonderful. So you were not raised PK because your parents didn't want to put that kind of stress on you.
Right.
They were pretty smart, weren't they?
Yes, I can tell now they're very wise parents, yes.
Yeah. So what were your interests besides Pokemon? You mentioned that. What were your interests?
I do love to play games, and also I do like to read books and other things. So I was interested in math and science as well. So when I was in high school, my goal was to be a programmer because I wanted to create a game or AI, artificial intelligence, at that time. So I thought, you know, I was a good student, and I applied to school in Seoul. But I wasn't that much good students at that time. So
as good as you thought, huh?
Yeah. So I had to fall back and then to go to theological school. And that's a kind of a first call answering to to be a pastor. And I went to theological school because I wanted to know more about God as well as human being.
Yes, I understand. And I also know that you decided after 2 years in school to go into the Marines, the Korean Marines. And I was wondering, do you, as a man or even women, do you all have to serve in the armed forces in Korea?
So right now we're on the Cold War between North Korea and South Korea. So all men has to go to military service for 2 years. The Marine is the person's decisions. So I decide myself to apply to Marine, and we had to take a special, like a certain interview and test to be a Marine. So that was my. Maybe also that was one of part of God's leading me to that difficult situation.
That's really interesting, Pastor. When it was time to go to college, you wanted to go to a school where you could study AI or computer sciences, but you didn't get in there, and you had theology schools as your backup. And because you really weren't sure you wanted to be a pastor, but you did. You were very interested in the human mind and the human psyche and like that. So you did get into those schools and you started going, and because you have to serve in the armed forces, you decided after 2 years to go into the Marines. And that was another 2 years that you did that. But it turns out that going into the Marines was really, really important insofar as you finding your way to being a pastor. Would you tell the listener about that?
Yes, I'd like to share the, my personal experience and story. One day, when I was serving, a Marine was so stressed out, and he was bullied by other Marines, maybe because he wasn't that good or he wasn't that, not sure the background or reason why, but he decided to kill other Marines, and then he killed several Marines, and he decided to suicide by his grenade, but he failed and he got seriously injured, and he was sent to our base. And I was telecommunicator, and I was able to see his face and his mother, and I saw also her mother crying really hard, sadly, on the street. All Marines, and include me, talking about the man murder, and no bad words to him, but his mother still call him a son. That experience, that image gives me a shocking moment, because you know God's love is amazing and powerful. Like the parents, even though we do a lot of we fell short and we do a lot of sins, but God still loves us, and God sent his only son to us and to save us. So I understand this story as my calling, and I decide to share this story after that time. So I decided to be a pastor, share God's love, and now still I share this story to everyone who I met first.
Wow. So you just happened to be able to see him, and you also saw his mother, and you saw that love, and it reminded you of God's love. So that was a real pivotal moment in your life.
It is, yes.
And that's when you decided that you were indeed going to take your theology studies very seriously.
Seriously, yes.
Become a pastor. Do you remember what your father said when you told him that you've decided to do this?
As I told you, he didn't expect me a lot like other Korean pastors. He didn't force me to be a doctor or pastor or lawyer. Instead, he just told me that do whatever you want. So I talked to my father that the story, also myself, and he said, yes, do whatever you want. And I now become a pastor, and he is proud of me, and I'm so proud of my father as well.
Oh, that's so fantastic. But I, you know, as a parent, I can just imagine, you know, here he is. He's a pastor. He never pressured you. He's a very, very smart man. And then you turned around, and because of your own experience and your own sense of a calling from God, you told him, I'm going to become a pastor. I'm just trying to imagine how great he felt.
You know? It is, yes.
That is a wonderful story. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come right back. Okay, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. This is Catskill Character on Radio Catskill. I'm Donna Fellenberg. We'll hear more from Pastor Song after a quick break.
This week in This American Life, murderers performing a play about murder. At a prison in Missouri, inmates put on Hamlet. Danny Waller plays Hamlet's murdered father.
I'm the body up there, but the words are coming from William Pride, the man that I killed.
Murderers critique Shakespeare's fictional murder this week.
Saturday at 6 on Radio Catskill.
During a Folk Plus hour, you might hear a new release by Loudon Wainwright or Judy Collins. But what I love about the show, after doing it all these decades, is that I hope to bring you that name you've never heard before and make it your next favorite artist to track down. Hope you'll join me on the next Folk Plus. They air Sundays at 4 here on WJFF.
Welcome back to Catskill Character. If you've just joined us, my guest today is Pastor Sung Jin Hong of the United Methodist Church of Grahamsville and Sundown. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about how Pastor met his wife and together how they minister to their parishioners and the entire community. What is the role of the church in 2021? We're going to talk about that, so let's get back to it. Pastor, before we start, I just wanted to ask you, because, you know, I thought about this before. Mm-hmm. Your church is the United Methodist Church of Grahamsville and Sundown. Is that two separate buildings, two separate churches?
Yes, it is. It's a two different separate building and also church community, yes.
Wow. So you minister to two separate churches. How does that work?
You know, I'm at the church. The denomination is different than other denominations. Usually the bishop send a pastor to local churches. Nowadays, the pastor is short and we have a lot of church building, but short pastors. So sometimes the pastor serve two churches or three churches and also four churches.
Wow. So
I'm serving two churches right now, Grahamsville and Sundown United Methodist Church.
So how does that work? Do you have to get up real early in the morning on Sunday and go to two different churches, or do you have one service on Saturday? How do you work it?
I have to go to Sundown Church by 8:30 because the service start 8:30, and I have to come back to the Grahamsville Church because the service start at 10:30. So every Sunday, I preside two services on Sunday.
Good for you. You must have a lot of energy.
Yes, I do. Maybe because I'm young. Not sure this day. But some other pastors serving four churches, I see this is a really great. Wow. I can't imagine serving four churches on Sunday.
You know, I know that you're married to Ju Young Sung and you have an 11-month-old son. How did you meet your wife?
It's a long story, but make it short. When I was studying at TRU Theological School as my master's degree.
That's right. We forgot to mention that, didn't we? That you went to TRU University in New Jersey for your master's in theology, right?
Right, right. My wife's brother was at TRU as well, and he introduced me. So we had a long distance relationship for a year. And we decided to get married. So now finally we have a young boy. He's now 11 months. But this time, August 20th, he's going to be a year old. And we'll have a baptism service on August 22nd. And also we'll have a luncheon after service. So that's going to be turn year. And we live in Grahamsville together.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. I know that your wife supports you in your ministry. What is your pastoral role with your parishioners? And also, second part of this question is, what is your pastoral role in the community? Could you explain?
My major role is preparing worship service on Sunday. And also, I do lead Bible study and also scripture reading and a prayer group. And also a counseling and mentoring in Sunday school. Nowadays, we have a problem with the Sunday school because of COVID-19, but we're hoping that after pandemic, we can go back to normal, new normal, and start over again the Sunday school and also other programs as well.
And what about in the community? How does the church serve the community?
Basically, we have two main ministry and missions to our local community. First is the food pantry. A lot of local community members and friends helps and support the food pantry. So we were able to support our neighbors in our area who are in need. So and a lot of donations and offerings helps to maintain and sustain the food pantry systems. And I thank you to Mary Lee, who organized all the food pantry systems. And also we have a thrift building. We have a three-floor thrift building in our church. And we run two days a month. So two Saturdays on one each month. We accept nowadays we don't accept this day, but we used to accept donations items from our local area, and we provide the items to the people who are in need. And also we do fundraising through the church building.
I was wondering, as a pastor, especially in this particular time in our lives when it's been so difficult, how do you help your parishioners to overcome sorrow?
It is hard, especially people who have lost their loved family or friends. I usually ask them to meet and talk. And usually I listen the person's story and share our faith. And I sometimes quote the Bible scriptures to help and understand of God and also our sorrow and difficult situations. And listening is the only way, mostly way, I support the person who is in sorrow. And also, I also learn from the persons as well through their stories. Yes.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think listening is an art, and it's an art form that unfortunately a lot of people don't really do well at. And if you can be there with someone, sit with them, sometimes just being heard really makes a huge difference. The person doesn't feel so alone. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree that because the person already know the answer on themselves. But the thing is, by their saying the words, they recognizing, this is the problem that I have, and this is the answer that I have. So that makes people to cure and heal themselves as well. So listening to someone who is in sorrow or in depression is the way to counsel the person. Yes. Help person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. They already know the answer themselves. And sometimes when they're talking to you and they hear themselves say it, it's like an aha moment.
Right. That's right.
That's beautiful. What's your favorite thing about being a pastor?
The major role is listening and guiding. So listening part, I really love to hear people's story. They have different stories. Sometimes it's sorrow. Sometimes it's joyful and happiness. So listening their story, and I learn a lot of wisdoms from the story, and I learn how great God is creating and leading the people and us. So that's the part of it, my privilege to be a pastor.
Yeah, that listening is really important, isn't it? And it's your favorite thing to do, and I think that's great. You know, I was wondering, do you have any music in your church? Do you have like an organist or someone who plays the piano?
Yes, we, Sundown Church, have a pianist, Sue Van Wagner. Thank you to her every week. And also, Grahamsville Church, we have Shirley Dole, and she also plays piano and organ. Yes.
And do you have a choir?
We used to have a choir before the pandemic, but now we have a strict rule. We cannot have the choir practice or meeting.
And I bet there is no way that you ever thought you'd be having to deal with some of these things that you've had to deal with during the pandemic.
That is true. I believe nobody learned how to deal with this COVID-19. Everyone is learning new ways by experience. And this time, me too. Yes, I haven't learned about COVID-19 in seminary school. So I have to research. I have to look for data and the news. And so I can't give a right visions and right place where the church can go.
One of the roles that the pastor has to take on is to lead the church through hard times and
yes,
lead the church through good times.
Right. Pastor have to make right decisions and provide the right visions to church and community. And that is the one of the difficult role as a pastor.
Yeah. And as you said, especially since when you're dealing with something that you have no prior knowledge of. Yeah, it's really hard.
It is. Mm-hmm.
When we spoke earlier, you also talked about the fact that a lot of people see the church as dying, but you expressed a different idea about that. Would you care to share it?
Yes, literally, yes, church is dying, and nobody wants to be a pastor this day, because nowadays I don't see a pastor as a career or a job or a church as a business or company, but instead it's a call. It's a calling by God, and as a servant of Lord, we are serving our community. And that is a little sad news, but also I see this as my privilege and my call, and I confirm my faith through this difficult situations. I try my best to love our neighbors and our enemies even. So I see this is hard situations, but also I see this is also blessing.
Do you have any idea of how to expand the church? Or do you have any ideas mulling around in your head of how to get more parishioners, get more people involved in the church? Is that something that occupies a lot of your time thinking about?
Yes, it is true. But also the number growing is not making the disciples. There's a follower of Christ, and also there's a disciple of Christ. Follower is just following Christ, but disciple is not only following, but also actively behave and practice what Jesus taught to. So my priority is making a disciples instead of inviting people to church. So making disciples is my primary goal these days, and I'm happy to walk together with disciples, yes.
You know, there's a saying that fits that perfectly. You don't want people to just talk the talk. You want them to walk the walk.
Right, right. Yeah. That is true, yes. Like, it's not a company. It's a. If we give out money, then people will come to church. But if we have a good food, yes, people will come to church. If we have a good church, good music, yes, people will come. But my priority is not just bring people to the church, but instead making a disciple is primary, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic, Pastor. And I can't tell you how happy I am that you came in today. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming in and joining me.
I thank you more for having me and sharing your time.
You've been listening to Catskill Character with today's guest, Pastor Sung Jin Hung of the United Methodist Church of Grahamsville and Sundown. The website for the church is grahamsvilleumc.org. Catskill Character is on every Saturday on WJFF at 11:30, right after Farm and Country. I'm Donna Fellenberg. Thanks so much for listening.
WJFF Jeffersonville.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new releases, film festivals, nostalgic screenings, live music events, and more. Information and schedule at thecalicoontheater.com. Support for Radio Catskill comes from Two Queens, offering coffee, tea, and bees. Located in Pete's Plaza, Narrowsburg, New York. TwoQueensCoffee.com. And from listeners like you.
Hey, it's Francis Lam. This week, we asked some of our favorite food people who they're fans of, the people who inspired them to do what they do. We've got Melissa Clark, Patti Hinnich, Shauna Sievert, all talking about the culinary heroes that changed their lives and who might just change yours. It's coming up on The Splendid Table from 8 p.m.
Sunday at noon on Radio Catskill.
You're listening to Radio Catskill, public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. WJFF Jeffersonville.
On air, online, on your smartphone, just download the WJFF app.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. riverreporter.com, and from listener donations at wjffradio.org.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Neversink General Store, featuring an award-winning chef, smoked barbecue year-round, local products and catering, now offering takeout. NeverSinkGeneralStore.com.